This might be, last night, I called Kim and I was like, hey, you called me, what's up, what are you doing? He's like, oh, I'm watching the luau that's being broadcast from BYU. She said, oh, send me the link. And so I click on the link, I'm driving, and all of a sudden I'm just like in tears actually. Because as I was listening to the students and kind of watching it while I was driving, I thought to myself, I don't know how much I agree with the fact that I didn't get to finish my bachelor's at BYU Hawaii. And I started to just cry about the unfinished business, the relationships that I walked away from, not because I didn't care, but because I ran out of money and I moved home. And so I was thinking about that as I was crying about those experiences that were unprocessed, and I processed them, and I thought to myself, how do y'all deal with unfinished business? Because that was my night, last night, processing that and remembering the beautiful moments and wondering about the ones that I was supposed to have.
I'm going to try to find out right after myself. the reason why I feel that way towards you is because I care about you, and I think that's the same thing that I wish I could provide to myself. Because there are things that I avoided that I tried really hard to not allow myself to feel. Unfinished business that was really hard to even vocalize out loud, you know, until years later. You know, and what I'm specifically talking to is that there were some words that were never said to my dad. Some words that I wish that I had said to him before he passed away. And that I never had the chance to be able to express to him because he had passed during the night. And so by the time we had arrived at the hospital, his spirit had already left his body. And I think there's a lot of unfinished business around these conversations that have been going on through my head over and over and over again about what I would say if I had a little bit more time. And I think there's all sorts of things that I did growing up to try to avoid recognizing that unfinished conversations that we never had. You know, and I think there's a part of me that just wants to embrace the younger version of me and say it's okay, you know how to face that. You're supposed to face that alone right now. And so I embrace the younger you. Thank you. To say goodbye to parent feels overwhelming. And I can't imagine what that was like for anybody. assuming that the conversation was going on, because I didn't have models that had demonstrated that that was okay to do. And so it wasn't until years later, you know, I forget the context, but I finally got in, you know, after some kind of argument that I started, if I'm being honest. But eventually that led to a very deep connecting conversation that we had where I finally went there. And it was such a visceral experience for me that not only did I bawl my eyes out, because it was the first time I've ever done that, but I fell to the ground. And I just remember that she fell down to the ground with me. And that's never happened to me before, where someone joins me in my pain and is there with me. They're breaking down, and I think they've always feared that. This is also a time where our oldest, he's 9 now, but at the time he was, you know, a few years. And so there's all this kind of pressure of like, you know, it's not okay to go there, to feel that pain out loud. And there was this fear of, yeah, like, but to go there and to break down and then for my partner to break down with me, and I just remember that we embraced afterwards. And it was the most powerful connected experience that I ever had, and I do not, that didn't make sense to me before. At first, I had no way that we could feel connected in pain together, and we can actually feel stronger together when we experience our pain. And so I guess in response to it, I think that's my answer to that question. Like, I think for me it was, you know, how do we deal with unfinished business? I think that it was helpful for me to just say it out loud. And for that to be held, for me to feel like it was held by another person I cared about, and they didn't run away from me, but they held it with me. They didn't even have my partner didn't even have answers. I didn't need answers. All she did was bawl with me. And I think that's all I needed. I think that's all I needed.
I think sometimes having a witness actually means you know, feeling so seen and something so wrong, so loud, so painful, I think it makes you so hopeful and parenting and beautiful.
That's why in some ways so many people resort to anger because they don't want to see someone who is yet done with the pain. And when you said that, yes, I just felt like such a warm feeling within me to know that in that pain you weren't alone.
Really starting to doubt,
yeah. And that you were brave. Mm-hmm. If you're not human.
One of the things that I think always sticks out to me the most is just kind of how you guys were saying, I think, vocalizing it as well as having a partner in that. It's so important. If I could just say it's pleasuring you, I'm starting to. And it's really sad. It's awful, actually. I'm not again, but it's hard. And one of the things that it talks about is because of all the terrible things that happened to the individual in the book, he didn't disclose anything ever to anybody for years. And when he was young, his caseworker was talking to him and was saying, you have to tell somebody, you have to say something now. Because it's going to become so much harder the longer you wait. And the book takes us through, like, a long time. And he was thinking about that again. He's like, it is so hard. I wish I had said something to her when she asked me. Because it's so hard. And I think a lot of them took her feet down on the ground and fell on the earth with him with everything to her fishes. And so it's in the air and she put my feet in the grass band.
Mm-hmm.
And he just starts every single time, whether I'm ill, I'm ill, whether I like fishes, I was wearing, like, take a loaf, put your feet on the ground with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I need you to just sit here and just feel it, let it come into you. Because I think being able to speak it is the same thing as taking off my shoes and pushing the ground. It gives me a firmness to stand on, to be able to be with that. Because if it's just in here with me, I only feel I know what I know. And when I get it out, I'm able to see the fullest picture of it with whoever's with me. And it's scary. It's so scary. And it hurts. Even when it's exactly the right time and the right person in the right place and it's exactly what you need, it still hurts. But after you get it out once, it's so much easier after that. And then you can explore it freely. And even when it still hurts, I feel more free. And sometimes at least the mindless, that's about all I need a little bit, is to be free with it. The invitation almost.
I appreciate you. I really appreciate you there right now, Jonah. I feel so validated in a lot of ways. But I think the part of me that I didn't recommend to another to invalidate
is to invite my clients to call, to signal to others, whatever signal.